Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, welcome to They Overcame. We are here to give God the praise and the glory. But today the Lord has changed our venue, and he wants us to pray this morning. And I'm just praising God because I asked a number of people and did not get one no. So we are going to have some power-packed praying this morning. Hallelujah. And I just praise God for it. I'm kind of riding by myself today. My husband had to take our car in for some work, so I'm going to have Brother Thomas Merritt is going to be riding shotgun with me this morning. Good morning, Thomas. How are you this morning?
Good morning, my sister. God bless you this morning. We are blessed and highly favored this morning. Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. We are just, I'm so excited. I'm so excited because God is doing some things, and God dropped this in my spirit for this prayer. If you listen to my broadcast, you know that I'm a big Facebooker, and people put a lot of things on Facebook, but the things that have really been standing out for me are things that are troubling. You know, we have police brutality. We have people requesting prayer for their loved ones. We have children doing crazy stuff. There's this new thing going around now where they're putting rubbing alcohol on their bodies and setting themselves on fire. Some crazy phase that's going through. And we just need prayer. The president is under attack. Our nation is under attack. It's just time for us to pray. We usually are here giving God praise, and he's going to get glory out of this today. But today we're just going to travail before God. And I was telling Brother Thomas, he asked me how much time he had to pray, and I was telling him we have about 7 minutes apiece. And I know it's not a lot of time, but listen, we don't have to do a lot of talking. God knows. He just wants us to bring it to him. And as we bring it to him, he's the one that's going to intervene for us and do the things that we need for him to do. Amen.
Amen. Also, Sister Billy, is, you know, this is an important time as we see all these things taking place in the earth. It's a more emphasis on us as members of the body of Christ to pray without ceasing. We have to begin to pray when we hear these things immediately, and we cannot allow these things to go past without praying and interceding at that same time, because now it seems to be we're overwhelmed with the demonic forces attacking because we have not been praying as we ought. And so I confirm and I agree that God placed that in your spirit this week for prayer, because we are failing to fulfill that order of that God has given us to pray without ceasing. Amen.
Yes, amen. So I'm going to be opening up the line, so hold on. I have several people on the line and one prayer request. We're going to open up the line. But before we do that, we always start with an opening prayer. So, Brother Thomas, if you would just give us a quick opening prayer, I would appreciate that.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. Great God Almighty, we bless and honor you this day, for this is the day that you have made, a day of thanksgiving, a day of praise, worship, and honor unto you. And Father, as we come boldly before the throne this day, Lord God Almighty, we ask that you search our hearts, search the depths of our soul, and search our innermost being, Father, and make sure that there's nothing that hinders us from coming in your presence, that nothing hinders our prayers this morning, Lord. Wash us in the blood, purify our hearts and minds this morning, Lord God, and hear our cry as we present our petition before you this morning, Lord. Bless those that are upon the line this morning. Father God, we come to lift the burden up to you this morning. And Father, we ask that you come in and have your way with us this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, we are just like I said, I'm so excited. Usually the right thing to do is when you're having something to over invite. So I over invited these leaders and saints to call in and pray, and did not get not one no. So I'm just praising God that, you know, that we got that. I don't see everybody on the line, but amen. This is kind of early for some people. This is usually our day to sleep in, where we people will call in. And, I mean, they'll get up and have their devotion and then go back to sleep. So we just praising God. I see I'm going to be opening everybody's line now. I have one prayer request. Praise the Lord, Steve and Michelle.
Praise God.
Praise God. How are you?
Hallelujah. 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 Good morning, my sister Tara and Pastor Emmanuel.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Okay, and this is my sister. Good morning, Pastor Ojeda. She may have fallen back.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hey. We were talking kind of late last night. Thank you for getting up. And then we have a prayer request, and this is a brother from Louisiana.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good morning. Good morning. And he had a prayer request for us, something that was heavy on his heart. So we're thanking God that he. How did you know about us? Are you friends with Sister Evangelist Bernard, Adrian Bernard?
Pastor Jett is my fiance.
Oh, amen, amen, amen. Well, I am happy to hear your voice. Amen. Thank you for calling in this morning. And congratulations, Pastor Ojeda and Brother Sean are newly engaged and will be getting married in my birthday month. As a matter of fact, I was telling Ojeda yesterday that your birthday is the day before mine. So I am happy to share that month with you and your wedding anniversary month. So, amen. And everybody is not on the line, so I'm going to ask you, I know that you're a praying man, I'm going to ask you to be one of our prayers, if you would pray your request for us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, everybody, we're going to start off with, I believe, something that's very important. And as people call in, then I'll open up their lines and they can pray for the things that they that I ask them to pray for. But I'm going to give you 10 minutes right now because everybody is not on the line. So if you could just pray for 10 minutes. And Michelle and Steve, if you would start us off, and they're going to be praying for marriages. They've recently remarried, and praise God. And so I know that that is a passion for them. As a matter of fact, they have a ministry on YouTube that people are able to go to and hear their testimony and do request if they want them to come in, you know, to teach on marriage. So if you guys could start us off, we're not going to belabor this thing. We need prayer, and we want to get right to it.
Sure. Dear God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you glory for today, for this is a day that you have made. We shall rejoice, and God, we definitely shall be glad in it. We honor you today, Lord God, for you are an awesome, awesome, awesome God. Lord, we magnify you, Lord God. You are a way out of nowhere. You are Jehovah Jireh. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, because you still work miracles. We give you honor, Lord God. May you receive all the glory out of our sacrifice, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you for we come to before you today, Lord God. First, Lord God, we just lift up marriages today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for you said, whom God has joined together, let no man put asunder, Lord God. And sometimes we get in our own way, Lord God. So we ask you, Lord God, to look upon husbands and wives across this world, Lord God. And we ask, Lord, that you give us your spirit, Lord God. We ask that you, Lord Jesus, you minister to these husbands, Lord God, that they may be able to love their wives as Christ loves the church. Lord, we ask that you minister to the wives, Lord God, that they will give due benevolence to their husbands, Lord God, that they will honor him, Lord God, as he should be honored in the home and outside among other people, Lord God. Lord God, and that whatever they do, Lord God, whatever husbands and wives do, Lord God, we will do it as unto you, Lord God. We will give it unto you to lead us and guide us, Lord God, and that the wives will be submissive to their husbands, Lord God, as you call us to be, Lord God. And in your word it says that husbands and wives are to be submissive one to another, Lord God. We are supposed to be one flesh, Lord God. Help us to be one in you, Lord God. Lead and guide these couples, Lord God, that are ordained of you to be together, Lord God. Help us to honor the covenant, Lord Jesus, that you have placed in marriage, Lord Jesus. And right now we rebuke the enemy that would try to come against the sanctity of marriage right now in the name of Jesus, for it is supposed to be one man and one woman in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as you called it from the very beginning, Lord God. Lord Jesus, we rebuke the spirit of perversion that would come against your idea of marriage, God. Lord God, we ask that you put your signature upon marriage, and anything else, Lord, let it fail in the name of Jesus. God, we ask right now, God, that from the union of marriage, Lord God, the children that come out of the marriage, Lord, may the husbands and wives, the mothers and fathers, Lord God, minister to their seed in the name of Jesus. Minister to the generations that come out of them, Lord God, out of their loins, Lord God, that you will be glorified, that we will be led and guided by you, Lord God. Lord, may your will be done in marriages, Lord God. Lord, we ask for healing right now in marriages, Lord God. We ask for patience, Lord God. We ask for love right now in the marriages, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, for us to be treating each other as we want them to do unto us. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we give you glory and we give you honor, Lord God.
God, we ask for the change that bonds man, that bonds women, God, to fall off of them, the change of this world, the things that tries to keep them from unifying.
Yes, Lord.
God, in the mighty name, God, we come before you because we know that you provide all.
Yes.
And God, we know that you can break every chain.
Yes, Lord.
And God, we ask that these chains that bind them, that keeps them from going forth and walking in your name and walking in your divine truth, God, will fall off of them, that tries to hold them back. Lazarus was held back by the grave and by how he was bound up. God, we speak to these Lazarus who have died,
Yes.
We speak and we call forth their name. I don't know each and every person's name, but they got to call forth that name and call it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, loose that woman, loose that child, loose that man, and set them free. In the name, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Lord, we thank you. We bless you. God, we give you the praise for your deliverance, your healing, your divine truth. And God, we thank you for the creation of a new mind, a new heart. Not only a new mind, a new heart, a new attitude, a new relationship.
Yes.
God, we speak to that man. God, bring him back home, Lord.
Yes,
but bring him home with a new mind, a new heart.
God, yes,
God
yes.
take us and purge us. Purge our tongues,
yes.
purge our thoughts.
Yes.
God, take our mind and give us your mind.
Yes,
take our heart and give us your heart.
Yes,
take our understanding
yes.
and give us your understanding.
Yes,
take our wisdom
yes.
and give us your wisdom. Take
yes.
us and make us, mold us, and reshape us, that we can walk in truth and in the light and in the power and in the anointing of God.
Hallelujah.
Our
Thank
Lord
you,
and
Jesus.
Savior, Jesus
Thank
Christ.
You, Thank you, Lord God. Lord, and we speak to the spirit of adultery and anything that is against the sanctity of marriage. We rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. Every seducing
yes.
spirit, every spirit
yes.
of anger, every spirit of abuse, we come against you right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of neglect, we rebuke you. The blood of Jesus comes against you. And we cancel every assignment of the enemy. For God, you will be glorified in these marriages.
Yes.
We speak out over these marriages. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things that he is doing in these marriages. Lord, we speak it right now in the name of Jesus all across the world. God, that they are being blind. They're being brought closer together as one, Lord God, that they are doing things together. No more separation in mind. No more separation in deeds. No more separation in heart. But they're being brought together in you, Lord God, so that they could be that you could be glorified in the things that they say. And then, God, we ask that you use them to minister to other people.
Yes.
Let their lives be an example, Lord God, as they minister through marriage to other people, Lord God. Yes, marriage is still good. Yes, marriage is still in existence. Yes, marriage still works. If we follow the name of Jesus, we give you glory and we give you honor for all the things that you are doing, God. For you are the one that puts marriage together, Lord God. We must depend on you, Lord. Help us to depend on you in everything we say. Lord, we give you honor and we give you glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Well, next we're going to have Reverend Vicki, and she comes to us from Texas, I believe. Amen. Reverend Vicki is going to be praying for health. Health.
Amen.
Amen.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, we come before your throne of grace, O God, giving you all praise, honor, and glory. Father, how we thank you yet for another opportunity to bless your holy name, to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. Because, Father, you said when you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So, Father, for that we say thank you. Father, we come before your throne of grace, God, asking, oh, God, believing, oh, God, hallelujah, leaning on you, Father, in the name of Jesus, because your word lets us know that we have not because we ask not. So, Father, we come before your throne of grace today, asking you, oh, God, hallelujah, to heal your body, to heal our people. Heal your people. Heal your children. Heal your servants, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just bless your holy name. And we know that, God, your word lets us know that healing is the children's bread. And, Father, we're so thankful to know that you are the bread of life. Father, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that in Isaiah 53, God, you said in your word that by his stripes, hallelujah, we are healed. Father, that we might not be healed, but we are healed. So, God, we thank you today. Father, we thank you right now for even transforming us by the renewing of our mind, Father, that we will know what is that good and acceptable and perfect will for our lives. Father, we just thank you right now, God, that we will speak life, hallelujah, and not death. Father, because death and life are in the power of the tongue. Father, we thank you right now, God, for life, for health, for strength, Father. Oh, Father, we thank you right now because you let us know, Father, that you want us to be in health. and prosper, even as our souls prosper. So, Father, we bless your name. We thank you right now, God, for the healing virtue flowing in our bodies right now, for your healing virtues that's flowing through our mind right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you right now for the Spirit of the living God flowing through each and every one of us, healing us, oh God, from all manner of sickness, all manner of disease, Father. Father, even the disease of the mind. Hallelujah, yeah. Jesus. Father, we bind every hindering spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you said in your word that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. Oh, Father, we just thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. That membership has its privileges. Father, because we are the children of the Most High God. And Father, you said our righteousness is of you, said the Lord. So, Father, we thank you right now, God. It's not because we wake up at a certain time and give you praise, but, Father, we're made righteous by the blood of Jesus Christ. So, Father, I thank you. We come to you today corporately, El Shaddai, almighty God, giving you praise, honor, and glory, God. Oh, Father, we thank you right now, Lord Jesus. We thank you right now, God. We're going to stand on your word, Father, because you said it, oh, God, that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. And, Father, we even thank you, oh, God, that when they do come upon us, Father, you said in your word in Isaiah 43 that it will not overtake us. Father, you said we will not even be burned by the fire. So, God, we just glorify you, and we bless your holy name, Lord Jesus. We honor you today, God. We honor you today, Lord Jesus, just because of who you are. Well, Father, we thank you right now, God, and we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. Because, Father, you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. And we thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we glorify you. We give you praise, oh, God, because you are so awesome. You are wonderful. You are a mighty God. Hallelujah. You are the Prince of Peace. And, Father, we thank you right now, God. Oh, we glorify you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for being a great physician. Hallelujah. The doctor who's never lost a patient. Oh, Father, we thank you right now, God. We thank you right now, Father. And we pray right now, God, that you would keep us just as you said you would, in perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on thee. Oh, Father, we honor you today, God. We give you praise, oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the Spirit of the living God resting, ruling, and abiding over each and every one of our homes. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ. We plead the blood of Jesus the Christ, and we curse every generational curse, every disease, Father, diabetes, heart disease, kidney disease, everything that's trying to come up against your people, we curse it at the root. And, Father, we pray right now for that spirit of unforgiveness that keeps your people bound in sickness. Father, we bind it in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we pray that, Father, that not only we forgive those who have ought against us, but, Father, that we too must forgive. Father, we thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. Because, Father, you said in your word that if we regard iniquity in our hearts, you will not hear us. So, Father, we thank you right now. We thank you right now, God, that you will create in us a clean heart and renew within us a right spirit. Father, we thank you right now, God. We honor you today, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for hearing us. And, Father, we thank you for healing our bodies.
Yes.
We thank you for healing our hearts and our minds. In the
yes.
name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, and to God be the glory.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Vicki. And thank you, Steve and Michelle, for those prayers. It's so needed. It's so needed. It's prayer time. Hallelujah. It's prayer time. Thank God my husband has joined us. Honey, did you want to say something before we go to the next prayer warrior?
Amen. Just good morning and God bless everyone. I just had an opportunity to tune in. Just having some car issues and trying to take care of that, but that's something that you all can be praying for as well. But I'm just happy about what's going on and just staying tuned to listen to the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous, because I know that they will avail much, and lives will change because of today. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, honey. Next, we are going to go to Pastor Ojeda. She's going to be praying for, what I have to pray for, Pastor, leaders. She's going to be praying for leaders. Pastor Jetta.
I'm here. Amen. Glory to God. You can hear me?
Yes, yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Glory to God. Praying for leaders. Father,
yes.
In the name of Jesus, we come before your throne of grace, Lord God, asking the leaders all over the world to not compromise, Lord God, to just do your will and your way, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord. We praise you, God, that we are willing and obedient to eat this good of the land, and there is good. Lord, we just, oh, glorify your holy name. We give you full admiration, Lord God. We chase after you, Lord God, us leaders. Hallelujah. We are that, oh, glory to God, that example. We have that integrity, Lord God. We say and do the lifestyle of faith and works together, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we're not looking at what it looks like, what it feels like, what it seems like, what was said, how they said it, but we look to your word. Hallelujah. Your guidance, your counsel. Hallelujah. Your aid, your protection, Lord God, being who you called us to be, like Jesus, glory to God. He said, made in the image and his likeness. Oh, glory to God. We're honored to lead, glory to God, in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord. We praise you, God, that, oh, glory to God, that we are the one. We are the chosen ones. We have heard, oh, glory to God, your call, and we answered, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. It's not burdensome. It's not hard. It's not troublesome. It is different, Lord God. Well, we accept it because we're peculiar. We are special. We are private property. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for guiding and leading us to all fullness, Lord God. We are so satisfied. Hallelujah. We may not understand it all, but we know as leaders, or we'll understand it in time, oh, glory to God, that things are given to us. We are that distribution center. We're giving our love and our joy and peace and, oh, glory to God, giving them full understanding of what they are called and purposed to do, Lord God. We just thank you, Holy Spirit, hallelujah, for using us leaders across the world, Lord God, not misleading, but leading properly, leading with the unconditional love, not the love that the world gives, the conditions, you do this and we'll do this, glory to God. If you don't do this, or we won't do this. No, glory to God, we're not here to cause pain. Oh, glory to God, we're here to cause pleasure, the good life, the abundant life. But the thief coming to kill, steal, and destroy, that's not who we are. We come like Jesus come, that, oh, glory to God, giving light, life more abundantly. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We praise you, God, that we're perfecting the word of the Lord. This battle is not ours, but, oh, glory to God, we are participating in the winning side. We're on the blessed side, glory to God, the ultimate side of the plentiful life, Lord God. You said you have pleasure in the prosperity of your servants. He has pleasure. Oh, glory to God. We just thank you, Lord, that we have that same pleasure leading ourselves, our family, our people, glory to God, our neighborhood, our children, glory to God. We're leaders on our job. We're leaders, oh, glory to God, everywhere the soles of our feet shall tread. We don't have to have a congregation to lead. Glory to God. People see us, and we don't see them. We need to be leading, have that leadership mindset. Oh, Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We praise you, God, that we renew our minds. Oh, we put on Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We put it on. We make a decision. Oh, like someone prayed, this is the day that you have made, Lord. We will rejoice. We have declared that we will rejoice and be glad in it. We will lead our life to the promised land of Canaan at the same time helping others lead their life to Canaan, Lord God. No longer Egypt. Oh, glory to God. No longer lack. No longer scarcity. No longer insufficient. No longer economic breakdown. That's not the children of God. Thank you, Lord, that we're leading, glory to God, by example of Christ. We just thank you, Lord, that every yoke be destroyed, every burden be renewed, be removed. Yes, hallelujah, glory to God, because of the anointing that all of us in the body of Christ as leaders, especially, oh, glory to God, the pastors, the teachers, the prophets, the apostles, the fivefold ministry, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord, that we're not laying down and let the devil just beat us and tell us or dictate what we should be doing or what we can and cannot do. No, we're going strictly by the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. It is our strength. The joy of the Lord, it is our strength. We are iron sharpens iron. And we see someone that, glory to God, is dull. We go and help them get not beat them, not, oh, glory to God, talk over their heads. We talk to their heads, glory to God, so they can get up and out of the situation much quicker, much faster, so the other brother or the other sister will come out, glory to God, because we're all fitly framed together to win more souls to Christ. Hallelujah. The life, oh, without Christ, there is no life, glory to God. We just thank you, Jesus. We praise you, God, for the leaders that will love their wives, love their husbands. If they're single, they're still satisfied, Lord God. So that change come, Lord God. We just thank you, Jesus. We praise you, God, that a male know who he is, a female know who they are, glory to God, and they hear the voice of God, and they follow, and the voice of the stranger, we will not hear, we will not follow, we will not entertain, Lord God. We just thank you, Jesus. We praise you, God, that we're so satisfied. Hallelujah. We infect them, glory to God, with the love of Christ, and they don't infect us with the dangers of the darkness of life. Oh, we glorify your holy name that we have all power. It be more be with us, oh, glory to God, that you cannot see, glory to God, than be with them that you can see. Lord, we just thank you for your angels of protection all around us, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, God, that the crooked places will be made straight, hallelujah, as we step out in faith. Oh, glory to God. Everything wrong is now right because we look at it as leaders of today, glory to God, and continuing on because generation to generation to come will have, oh, glory to God. Oh, you said all generations, so there's no lack in the power of the living God. Oh, we just thank you, Lord. We praise you, God, that you're doing greater works, glory to God, greater works now, this day for and forevermore, glory to God. You say you change not, glory to God. So we rise up to you, Lord God. Oh, we hear you clearly, Lord God, and we do exactly what you tell us to do because we are the chosen ones. We know who we are. We know who we belong to. We know who we've been made in the image and the likeness to have dominion and power to rule and reign over everything in Jesus' name. How we rebuke the, we sever the enemy, his plots, his plans, his schemes, his wicked devices, his hindering spirit, Lord God, his, oh glory to God, delayed her and tardy up trying to steal what we're destined and ordained to do. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord, for, oh glory to God, picking us, choosing us, glory to God, and we're following the gifts of the Holy Spirit, Lord God. We just thank you, Jesus. We praise you, God. Oh, we are stirred up the free gift that's been given unto us. Oh, Lord, we just, oh, glory to God. I'm excited, hallelujah, by what you are going to do across the world. Oh, it's going to be a tsunami, all right. Hallelujah. It's going to be a tsunami in Christ, hallelujah, overriding whatever the enemy has tried to kill, steal, and destroy. Hallelujah. We get it back. We take it back. We take it all back as the leaders of today, tomorrow, and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Brother Sean, would you, are you a minister or a pastor?
Minister.
Minister. Minister Sean, could you continue with your fiance and pray for the leaders of the world, where our president, our governors, and our Congress and Senate and leaders across the world? Could you do that for us, please?
Father God, it's in the name of Jesus that we pray, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your anointing right now, Lord God. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for what you're doing and what you continue to do.
Yeah.
But right now, Lord God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, for our government, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for our president right now, Lord God, that you'll give him the wisdom, Lord God, to do the things that you have, Lord God, called him to do, Lord God. You appoint leaders, Lord God, to come forth, Lord God. And I pray right now, Lord God, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, that you'll give him the wisdom, even surround him, Lord God, by people, Lord God, that will give him the wisdom that he needs to go forth and do his business, Lord God. But I come against the assault of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Try to hinder the assignment, Lord God, that you have set for help to help America, Lord God. Many folks have said it's America, but it's time for folks to bless you, Lord God. And we pray right now for the governmental authorities. We pray for the local legislation. We pray for the local government, God. Pray for our senators. We pray for our representatives, Lord God. We pray for them, Lord God. There's a lot of the things that the enemy has been trying to infiltrate into government, Lord God, because you set government in place, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against, Lord God, the government shall prosper, Lord God. We even pray, Lord God, even for city officials, Lord God, right now, Lord God, that's trying to infiltrate negativity into the government, Lord God, that will allow the enemy, Lord God, to hinder their mindset, Lord God. We even come against crooked politicians, Lord God. We pray for them right now, Lord God, that they are set in place, Lord God, to help their cities, Lord God, to prosper, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I just lift up, Lord God, every individual that will be running, Lord God, this term, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you will give them the vision, Lord God, for their cities, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, it's just like Nehemiah, Lord God. When Nehemiah, Lord God, was ready to build up the wall in Jerusalem, Lord God, that he had favor, Lord God, with the governors, Lord God. And I pray right now, Lord God, that we will come back to the walls and continue to pray as we praying on this prayer line on today, Lord God, for every leader, Lord God, even give them dreams and visions, Lord God, which you want them to help out their cities, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, order their steps for the steps of the righteous is ordered by the Lord. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread, Lord God. But we plan for some more Nehemiahs, Lord God, to come forth in dealing with politics, Lord God. We plan for individuals that would have to change, Lord God, politicians that would create change, not just talk about it, but be about it, Lord God. We just thank you right now, Lord God, that you order their steps, Lord God. And we were praying for even laws that's been trying to go forth, Lord God, even laws that's been talking about gay marriages, Lord God, even laws that's been talking about various things about abortion, Lord God. We want them to come back to you, Lord God, the foundation, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we praying that they would have godly principles, Lord God, that they would seek, Lord God, the word of God, turn back from their wicked ways, Lord God, and Lord God. We praying right now by your power and by your spirit, Lord God, that you would have, Lord God, individuals that would be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit, Lord God, that will run for political office, Lord God, that there would, Lord God, be some Daniels, Lord God, set up some Daniels, Lord God, to speak in the lives, Lord God, of these politicians, Lord God. We need more prophetic people, Lord God, to be voices, to be your mouthpiece, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We need some prophetic folks. We need some apostolic anointing folks, Lord God, so that will rise up, Lord God, and be scared, Lord God, to speak with us, says the Lord, Lord God. We praying right now, Lord God, for every individual, Lord God, on the sound of my voice, Lord God. We even praying for your politicians, Lord God, in every city, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, that they will come forth with authority, Lord God. I sever, Lord God, that enemy of crookedness, Lord God, that you will make every place straight for them, Lord God. I pray that even in their minds, that you will give them the mind of Christ, Lord God, that will put away that old man and put on that new man, Lord God, who will be that spirit, Lord God. And I just pray, Lord God, that folks will just start to be able to dream, Lord God, that they will be able to seek your face, Lord God. They need to hear your voice, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them get back on their knees and start to pray, Lord God, that there will not be their desire, Lord God, but it would be your desire, Lord God, not their flesh, Lord God, but your spirit, by the Spirit of God, that they shall move, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And I just pray for, Lord God, these local individuals, Lord God, if they're not meant to help the people of God, if they're not to help their community, Lord God, remove them, Lord God, from that office, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. It's time, Lord God, for the politicians and leaders to come to you, Lord God. I'm even praying even for the leaders in the church, Lord God. I'm praying right now, Lord God. Some leaders have been compromising the gospel of Jesus Christ, Lord God. And I'm praying, Lord God, for the pastors, Lord God, right now by your power and by your spirit, Lord God, as they will not compromise the gospel, Lord God, that they will not water down the gospel, Lord God, that they will just speak your real, Lord God, and turn from the wicked ways, Lord God, that the enemy has been trying to infiltrate in the church, Lord God. Let us turn back and go to you, Lord God, that they will seek your faith, Lord God, to help to heal the people of God, to help set the captive free, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them fast and seek the anointing, Lord God, that destroys the yoke, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. It's enough for religious, Lord God, talking, Lord God, but it's time for your power in this very hour. It's time for anointing, Lord God, to come forth and destroy yokes, Lord God, in our churches, Lord God. We come against every religious hindering spirit, Lord God, but we want your power to manifest, Lord God, even in the churches, Lord God. Signs and wonders, Lord God, shall come forth, Lord God. People shall come out of wheelchairs, Lord God. Let the blinded eyes see, Lord God, in the mighty name of that the lame walk, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, just as it was, Lord God, in the Bible times, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We just thank you right now, Lord God, for every leader, Lord God, every even the leaders in the school systems, Lord God. We pray for principals. We pray for the teachers, Lord God. The kids is about to go back to school, Lord God. We pray that the principals is the leader of the school, Lord God, that they have the vision of the school. We pray for the superintendents, Lord God. We pray for all the individuals this in the school systems, Lord God. We even pray, Lord God, for the teachers, Lord God, because these kids, Lord God, are being controlled by these demonic influences, Lord God.
Yeah.
We pray that they will be prayed up in the morning, Lord God, as they get ready to go into their classroom, Lord God, that they will sanctify their rooms, Lord God, and let your presence be manifested, Lord God, in their rooms, Lord God, so that these kids, Lord God, will be able to understand and learn, Lord God, and come against the demonic forces that trying to destroy them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We even pray for even the leaders, that's doctors and lawyers, Lord God, nurses, Lord God, every occupation, we even pray for them right now, Lord God, because they're leaders, Lord God, even in the homes, Lord God. We pray, we just thank you, Lord God, that the men will line up and take authority, Lord God, that they will be the head and the tail, Lord God, that they will be above only and not beneath in their household, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, that they will come back and we will get in order, Lord God, so that we can flow as you ordain us to flow in purpose, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you for all leaders, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, even for the followers that follow the leaders, because in order to be a leader, you have followers, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, that just as Moses, Lord God, was able to follow you, Lord God, he was hearing your voice, Lord God, even some old Joshua spirits, Lord God, that will come forth, Lord God. Let be scared, Lord God, to do your will, Lord God, and that these leaders will have mentors. We even pray for the mentors for these leaders, that the mentors, Lord God, will love on, Lord God, their protege, just like Elijah and Elisha, Lord God. That if we have, Lord God, the mantle will be transferred, Lord God, and they will do greater works, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And we forever give in your name with all the glory, all the power, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we want to stop right now. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm stirred up in my spirit, and I just want to take the time to praise God. Amen. Everybody that's on the line, everybody's line is open. So let's just give God some praise right now for the things that he is doing. This prayer day he has ordained for, they overcame, and I am so thankful for everyone that got on. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless your name, Lord. You're wonderful. Hallelujah. You're so great and awesome, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord. We praise you. Hallelujah. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy of all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for hearing your voice, hallelujah, and doing the thing that you have called us to do, hallelujah. We just want to stop. We're going to stop right now, hallelujah, to give your name the praise, hallelujah, because we know that you are hearing the prayers that are going forth now, Lord, and that you will accomplish, hallelujah, the things that we are praying about, and we give your name the honor and the glory, hallelujah. Jesus, praise you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 I don't know about you, but I'm stirred up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And my God is great. Hallelujah. And greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well,
hallelujah,
now, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I am going
to
bring on, hallelujah, Pastor Emmanuel. This is a powerful, powerful man of God. Hallelujah. And we just got Pastor Emmanuel, we just want you to just do what God would have you to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Oranda Baya.
Yes.
You say, I'd like to join people like you and to pray to the Lord. I have had an all night, and my wife woke me up too. But I'm so excited because one thing is that we cannot outpray God. What we can do is we can underpray. So I have to wake up and join you, and I'm so happy my spirit is filled up. And I understand I'm praying for the nation. Shall we pray?
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Father, you are the creator of heaven and earth, the creator who was not created. You created this earth, and you created us in your image and likeness. And you give us dominion. And Father, we lift our nation before you this morning. This morning, oh God, we come in your name and we bring order to the areas where there is chaos. Because, Father, we know that chaos is with us. Because when you created this earth became without form and void because the enemy has come. And the enemy is with us. And we know chaos is here, oh God. And Father, in your same name, O God, and the victory that you have given us, you said, your children shall possess the gates of their enemies. Today we rise up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We live the blood that conquered, and today we possess the gates of our enemies. We come against every works of the enemy. Wherever there is chaos, we bring order this day. Against corruption, against inequalities, against every form of darkness in this nation, because we know that all creation groan and labor. But Father, we come against every works of the enemy that is infiltrated in this our nation. We pray, oh God, that when darkness came, you said, let there be light to block illumination. Father, expose every form of darkness in this our nation. Let there be light, O God, in areas, O God, of corruption, in areas, O God, of inequalities, gender, O God. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ over this nation, O God. Have mercy, because your words is, O God, your people call by my name, so humble themselves. And we'll seek your face, Father. You'll heal this land and you'll change things and bring order. Father, we pray, oh God, come against every form of pride, arrogance, in high places, oh God. We stand in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and we ask that Jehovah God, may there be a shake-up. May you shake this our nation, oh God, so that righteousness be revealed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray, oh God, may the Holy Spirit, O God, bring differentiation, O God, because you were able to separate the waters from the waters from the water. Father, let there be differentiation, O God, because everything is not just equal. We cannot accept everything. May there be differentiation, O God. Let men see men as men and women see women as women, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May there be order in this nation. We decree and declare, O God, because you said, oh God, you are going to raise us as watchmen over this nation, oh God. And Lord, we will not keep silent. We will lift our voice to you, oh God. And we will run, oh God, we will ride on the wings of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we command in the name of Jesus Christ that Satan, you are a liar. We pray for this nation, oh God, for leadership, oh God. We come against racism. We come against inequalities. We come against, oh God, classism. Every idol, oh God, every altar, oh God, be broken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May your truth reveal. Convict this nation from sin, oh God. Cause us to repent, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We call our leaders, oh God, and Lord, may there be order.
May there be boundaries, oh God. Set boundaries. Set boundaries in the name of Jesus Christ. Every evil intention, every plan of the enemy. Oh God, Jehovah. We decree and we declare, oh God. Just as you said that these days is going to be like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, when people will be partying and men with men will be marrying, oh God. May there be awakening this morning, oh God, as your children will cry, oh God, unto you, oh God. We stand in your name. We come not in our name, but we come in the name that is above every name, a name that is above every authority and power, oh God. And we declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we hold the whole serpent, oh God. You said the seed, oh God, of the woman shall bruise the head of the serpent. This morning, oh God, we are in charge in the realms of the spirit, and we are legislating on this earth because you said, oh God, whatever is done in heaven will be done on this earth. And Jehovah God will bring your kingdom west down here, oh God, and we legislate in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We bring order in the realms of the spirit, and we command it, oh God, to manifest in this our nation, oh God.
Yes, God.
We speak, oh God. Even to the religious bodies, we speak to leadership of God. Jehovah God, shake the foundations. Shake the foundations of our world.
Yes.
And commit that to God. Bring order. Manda Mosibrin. Suntobro Kabata. Rikabun Kiriatakanda. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Every form of pride, every form of competition of God. Jehovah God.
Yes.
We call our nation into order, Zanda. This morning, Jehovah God, your people have lifted their voice once more again.
Yes, sir.
Because you say, out of the mouth of babes and suckling, you have ordained strength. Your power is in their mouth, oh God, because of the righteousness is established.
Yes.
Father, we thank you because you hear us always. Because your word says, oh God, the secret of the Lord is of God. It's for them that fear him. And he said, you show us your covenant.
Yes, Lord.
We bless you, Jehovah God, because we know that, God, you are sovereign God, and you will never do anything, oh God, without revealing to your servants, oh God. And as we serve you, oh God, we speak forth your word. It's not our word, but it's your word, oh God.
Yes,
we pray for this nation. We pray for each and everyone, every individual. Anyone, oh God, we cover ourselves. We cover this nation, oh God, by the power of the Holy Ghost. We cover this nation, oh God, with a divine protection. Put a blanket, oh God, for protection upon this nation in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
The Bible tells us that, Lord, in the days of Samaria, things were difficult, oh God. Even people were eating their own children because it was very difficult. People cannot pay Medicare. People cannot do anything, oh God. The system is ruling by Jehovah God. May your kingdom be established. We destroy every system made by man. Every system of the enemy, Jehovah God. We hold them captive, oh God. We burn the principalities and powers. We burn every orchestration of the enemy. Everything the enemy has played. Every system to bring on order upon the people of this nation. Jehovah God, we barricade it in the name of Jesus Christ. May your kingdom be established. May your people walk in the freedom that you have brought. Because the Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. May there be liberty, O God. The Bible says, when your servant declares the word, because your word is a divine word, and your word will never fail. When your servant declares your word, that tomorrow by this time, we declare it on this nation, on this wave, and we say, tomorrow by this time, those that know their God will do exploits. Jehovah God, they will knock nothing. When they speak, it shall come to pass. Jehovah God, we can't contend against any king. Everyone feels himself like to be a king. In the realms of the spirit, we contend with them and we come against them. We fight them in the name of Jesus, not in our name.
Yes.
We thank you, Jehovah God. We bless you, Jehovah God, because we know who our God is. Because we know, Jehovah Manda Brosata. We bring order. We say order into this nation. Jehovah God, we pray for leadership. We lift our leaders upon this nation. We come against every rebelliousness. We come against every spirit of jealousy. We come against every spirit of that strive against each other. We come against those who God, Rabositaya.
Hallelujah.
We command. We decree. When we decree, it's established. We come against every spirit that contend the church. Those that rise up against your people. Jehovah God. Jehovah God, we send angels. May there be angelic assistance. Jehovah God, may you fight, your God. And may we stop them in their tracks in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, we are in charge because we possess the gate. And today we will determine who comes in and who goes out. And today we declare and we decree the rest of the spirit that we are legislating in the spirit. And whatever we change, we change. Because you say whatever we bind on this earth is bind in heaven. Whatever we allow is allowed. Jehovah God, we don't allow the work of the enemy. Every evil intention in this nation, everywhere they plan, everywhere they sit, and everywhere they orchestrate, because they are using the word, Jehovah God, may the words of the angels be gathered together. Today, I command, whatever they have money, whatever they have the word to come against, Jehovah God, we gather those words in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Papa.
Because when your people speak, Jehovah God, the Bible says, oh God, in the days of the church of God, when they killed James, the people were quiet, and they came for Peter, and now the church lifted their voice. Today, oh God, we have lifted our voice once again.
Yeah.
We will not be stubborn. We will not be gaga, but we will speak what our word. We will speak it out.
Yeah.
The church has rise up again. This morning, your people have rise up again. May there be awakening in. May there be awakening in. Jehovah God, raise up the giants. Raise up the ambassadors. Raise up the people of God. We will possess the gates of our enemy. We will crush the gates of our enemy. In this nation, to God, righteousness shall be established. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We bless you, Father. We thank you, Father. Raise people, men, like Billy, men of God, that they will stand up for God, and we will cut ourselves together. Every sleeping child will wake us up in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit of God, may you touch your people. May you raise men and women everywhere, gather them together. Put them together by the fire of the Holy Ghost. May something be done. God, revival to start at home. Revival, we are going to our nation. We are bringing cleanliness to God. Master Brohaya, Nesha Kunta, Balibru Sakinta, Brekiya Turu Andiata, in the name of Jesus Christ. May our voice be one. May we be united in the name of Jesus Christ. Because we are one in Him. There is no one different. We bring every race, everyone together. And Jehovah God, we have no our enemy. And Jehovah God will be one. And so when we are one, oh God, nothing can stand us because we are in you. We thank you, Jehovah God.
Thank you, Lord.
Do what man cannot do. Do what man cannot do. You alone can do. We bless you. We thank each and every one, oh God. I ask for divine protection, oh God, for those that cry day and night. Before you said, oh God, even if the wicked judge can answer to a poor widow, a weak widow, and if you can answer to that weak widow, how much more we cry to you day and night. Father, you say you will not leave us. Even wicked people can give their children what they have. How much more our heavenly Father? Father, we know when we ask you, okay, oh God. We know you answer us speedily, oh God. Come down, oh God, because the heaven is yours too. And the earth is your food too. Jehovah God, walk majestically in our nation. Bring order in this our nation. Master Brother, shake the foundation of this nation so that there will be freedom. Break every chain. Break every chain, every spirit of oppression. The oppression of people. That Jehovah God, people who are in prison spiritually and physically, oh God, without any force, Jehovah God. We thank you, God of hosts.
Yes.
We strive in your name because we know what you can do.
Yes.
You are still the same yesterday and forever. You never change.
Yes.
What you did in the days of Samaria, you can do it today. Whatever you did for Peter, you can do for Billy. Whatever you did for Tara, you can do for us. Whatever you do for Peter, whatever you do for Paul, you can do for us today.
Yes.
We have confidence in you, and we trust in your word. We give you praise. We give you honor. We adore you and thank you, God, for everyone who's on this prayer line this morning. I pray for divine touch upon each and everyone. I pray, Jehovah God, oh God, may you, oh God, open their eyes, their spiritual eyes, and their inner eyes, oh God, so that Jehovah God reveal himself to them. Munda
Bresataya.
With every awakening in their spirit. Empower each and everyone that is on this line in this moment. Thank you. We bless you. We bless you. We have never lost anything because they came today. And because we are going to do this morning. Because wherever you are, this is what you do. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you. And true pastor's heart, he is praying the prayer that I was praying, that each and every person that is on the line that sacrificed to get up this morning and to join us in this prayer, that God will cover them, that God will increase them, that God will bless them above anything that they can ask or think. Hallelujah. And now we're going to ask, is their wife, Sister Evangelist Tara, if she would pray for the mothers. She is a mother of four strapping young men, and we know the plight that mothers go through. So, Tara, can you pray for mothers?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Praise God. Yes, I have a mother of four, but right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, I just thank you and I lift you up. I praise you just for who you are because you are truly the God of all creation. You are the lover of our soul, Father, and you put within us, each woman, Lord God, your spirit, not just to man, but within each woman, your spirit, Lord God, so that we can come out and birth the children. They're your seed, Father God, so they will bruise the head of the enemies right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. I lift up every woman, Father. I lift up every mother, Lord God, that is living and walking the walk, Father God, that they will be able to rise up and teach and train their children, Lord God, in the way in which they should go, in the way, in the word of who you are, in the knowledge of you, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, for the spirit of the woman, the backbone of the woman, Lord God, because we know that we were created in your image, Lord God, and as we walk, Father God, in that image, we will be the women and the mothers that our children, Father God, would love, that our children, Father God, would see as examples, Lord God, and if they see these examples, Lord God, they would go out, Father God, and not only, Father God, they would choose the examples that we have set, Lord God. Not just walk and give any type of woman, Father God. We pray for the children, Lord God. We pray for them in their schools, Lord God. We come against every principality, Father God, that exists, Father God, that tries to initiate the children at a young age, Lord God. When the schools, they come against all types of spirit, Father God, and we bind them in the name of Jesus. We send them back to the temple. The children, Father God, let the mother start crying out for the children, Lord.
Yes,
let the mother start yearning, Father God, for the children. Let the mother start raising up and teaching the children, Lord God, in the way in which they should go, Father. Let the mother speak first your kingdom, Lord God. And as we speak your kingdom, Lord God, we know that everything else will fall in order, Father God, for our children, because they are the leaders of the future. They are the next generation, Lord God. Let us pass our mantle, Father God, to the children so they will be righteous children, Lord God. They will be children put in set places, Lord God, so that they can make decisions that they need to make so that they would be able to reign upon this earth. Your spirit would be able to reign, Father God. It's the children we cry for, the children, Father God, all the children that are becoming missing, Lord God. It's just the children that are missing, Father, because of the spirit of the enemy, Lord God. We just thank you, Father God, because we know that we have the victory in you, Lord. And I just ask you to give the peace to the mothers, to the single mothers, Lord God, to those that don't have anyone else that they can lean on. Let them know they can lean on you, Lord God, because you are the creator. You are the creator of everything. You are Abba, Father God. We just thank you because we know that if we rest in you, Lord God, that everything that we desire, Father God, for our children shall come to pass, Lord God. But give those single mothers, Lord God, a peace of mind, Lord God. Let them have rest in the spirit, Father God, that they know that they are not alone. Yea, they may not have a counterpart as a husband or as a father in the lives of the children, but they have you, and they have the word of God. They have the Bible, the word that they can raise their children still to walk into your path, still to rise up and do what you called them to do, Lord God. For all the mothers, Father God, continue to strengthen us, Lord God. Continue to pour down your spirit upon us. Continue to just let us see in the realms of the spirit. Continue to give us your eyes, Lord God. As we raise our children, Lord God, as we are the nurturers, Lord God, our children, too, would be the nurturers, Father God. I just thank you right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for each and every mother that's been placed on this earth, Father God, and even for these teenage mothers, Father God, that have been giving birth because they're yearning for love, or they're yearning to have something to love. They were neglected that type of love from their mother or their father. I pray, Father God, that you just chase them down in their spirits, chase them down in their dreams, Lord God, and let them know that you are God, and that they are not alone, and that they will give them, you will give them the intellect, your divine intellect and your divine wisdom to raise the children, Father God, because we know that it is not what it's supposed to be. Our children are not supposed to be having children. But I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that as we pray for the children, a specific prayer for the school system that's been infiltrated in the homosexual agenda that's coming down the pipeline, and for our black boys, the pipeline from the schools to the prisons is real, Lord God. But we know that we serve a mighty God, a God that's able to do all things, a God that sits high and looks low. And as we follow you, Father God, as we look to you first, Lord God, that our children are not become a statistic, Lord God. We're not be caught up in man's system, but we're caught up in the system of Christ. Father, I just thank you right now. I just thank you that you give each and every one of these children, Father God. Just send your ministering angels of protection to encamp around them, Father God. And as we as mothers go out and train our children and we love them and take care of them, let us be sowing the mind of Christ, Father. I just thank you in the name of Jesus. I lift you up. I call you holy because you are holy. You are the creator of the universe. You are the lover of our souls, Father God. You created us in our image, Father God. Therefore, whatever we give birth to is in your image, Lord God. And let us, Father God, continue, Father God, to let us be able to show forth who you are through us, through our lifestyle as a mother, and through the children that we send out forth into this world. I praise you, Jehovah. I thank you. I give you glory, and I give you honor for each and every mother, Lord God, for each child, Father God, that has birthed, that shall bruise the head of the serpent, Father God, that will walk in righteousness. And let us, as mothers, start speaking those things to our children. They will do what they're called to do. They will fulfill the purpose and the destiny that they've been called Father God, before you created them, before you even the foundations of the world, Lord God, before they were placed in our womb, you knew what the children were called to do, Lord God, and let them rise up, and let us rise up as mothers to be able to see, even when they're birthed, Father God, even when they're in our womb, you give us the eyes and the ears and the divine intellect and the divine wisdom and the divine knowledge to know what our children have been called to do because they've been called in the purpose of you, Lord God. And as we know their purpose, Father God, we can help guide them to fulfill that purpose, Father God, so we won't have a lost generation of children. We will have a children that are purposeful, Father God, in the divine spirit of Jesus Christ. Father God, I just thank you right now. I honor you, I praise you, and I lift you up. I call you holy because you are holy. You are the one and true God. the only God, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the one that I love, the one that I love. Thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, this prayer I seal. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we have a caller. The area code is 601, and the last four numbers are 0002. Hold on, let me hear Mike. Hallelujah. Are you there, caller? 0002.
This is Ethel Peggy Jones.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Sister Jones, Elder Jones. Did you want to in prayer today?
I hadn't been on the call in a while, and I had started a new job and had been on the call for in a while, so I just getting on in agreement.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us this morning. And is there something that you would like for us to pray for you?
Well, just continue to pray for my family. Pray for my dad. We just found out the other day that he prostate cancer, but we speak in healing. We've already proclaimed healing, and we've already reading healing scriptures over him and give his mindset. That, you know, let him know that the Bible tells us that all sentences are not unto death, that by his stripes we are healed, meaning that it's already in the past, it's done, it's over with. So just agreement with us, because I know this time last year it would destroy me to hear that, but I'm thankful to God for the strength that he gave me from and growth to know that God can heal, and he does. He's still in the healing business. As I told my husband, I was like, people don't realize that God is still in the healing business. We don't have to climb up the mountain. He can remove that mountain. You know what I'm saying? So that's our mindset. Is Lord, you are still in the healing business, and Lord, I'm calling you on your word. You said, try me and see. And so that's exactly what we're doing. We're trying him and seeing the situation. God, you said in your words that I can speak those things to be not as though they were. So just be in prayer with my family, and that the people that surround my dad, they would be positive and they would be spiritual, uplifting, and not negative, because if the devil can get any foothold in the door, he got it. So I'm just praying a covering around his spiritual mind, mindset. How he's going to do this thing with this cancer.
Amen. We will be praying that, and I'll give you a call. I'll give you a call a little later. But now we're going to ask Brother Thomas, who is actually my husband, and I. He is our health minister, and we'll give you a call a little later. But Brother Thomas.
Oh, praise the Lord! Praise the Lord, God Almighty. And before I pray, I just want to say one thing, that we all should begin to find the right path and how to enter into the throne room of God in order that we may receive what we request of him. And just a short scripture here, Psalm 24. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false. Father God Almighty, we thank you today. We thank you, Father, as you have allowed us to see the dawning of this day, for this is the day that you have made, a day of great rejoicing, great praise and worship, for this is your day, the day of the Sabbath. And, Father, as we come boldly before the throne of grace this morning, Father, we ask you to search our hearts, search the depths of our souls, and search our innermost being. Make sure there's nothing that hinders us from entering your presence. Make sure there's nothing that is within us, Lord God, any anger, bitterness, Father God, the malice, Father God, unforgiveness, any sin at all. Father, root it out, clean us, and wash us in the blood of Jesus. Baptize us in the Holy Ghost, Almighty God. Wash us and baptize us in the Holy Ghost with fire. Burn away all the stench, all the smell, all the residue of sin, Lord, that we be clean and pure before you, Lord, that we enter your gates with thanksgiving, your courts with praise, and we give you glory and honor, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. honor and glory we give unto you this day, Father, as we come boldly before you. We rise up out of righteous indignation against the sins of the world. We rise up against indignation, Father God, that the deceiver has perpetrated upon people, Father, of the body of Christ, the family, oh God. And Father, we come this morning, we call upon the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, come now. Introduce us to Jesus. Take us to the throne room of heaven, into the courtroom of heaven, before the counselor, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, that he introduce us to the Father, Abba, Yah, that we introduce us, O Shakababa, that we can stand in the courtroom of heaven against the accuser that comes against the brother. So, Lord God Almighty, we ask this day, Lord, that you forgive us. Forgive us, forgive us, Lord God, that we have not been in our position and we have not stood to testify to be seated with him where we should be, Lord, that he has come, the evil one has come and accused us and gotten away with it. But this day we rise up out of righteous indignation into the courtroom of heaven and we petition the courtroom of heaven this way. No more, Father. No more shall we allow him to bring destructive actions against our families. No more shall we allow the devil to steal, kill, and destroy. You have given us power and authority to rule and reign with you. Hallelujah. You have given us power and authority to rule over the earth as kings and priests and to subdue it. We come now. We come now into that office. We come now to fulfill that this day, Lord God, as we pray, Father God, on one accord, as we pray with a prayer of faith, as we pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. We come against, Father God, the family. The family, Father God, the family that has come against us is the family of demons, the family of deception, the family of deceit, the family of demons with murder, malice, anger, and bitterness, suicide, adultery, Father God, promiscuity, pedophilia, Lord God, all these spirits, Lord God, homosexuality, and lesbianism. We come against these spirits.
Amen.
We come against and we break their hold. We break their stronghold with the blood of Jesus this day, Lord. They have no right. They have no authority. We take rule and authority over them, Father. We take rule and authority over sin this day, Lord God Almighty. And Father, we ask right now, forgive us. Forgive us of our sins, Lord. Sins by allowing these things to take place. Sins, Father God, by our forefathers, Lord God. Forgive them, Father, for their call to sin to pass on to the third and fourth generation, Lord. Forgive them, Lord. Forgive them this day, Lord. Have mercy. And we can now enter in. We can now enter into the courtroom. We can now enter into your presence, Lord, with clean hands and a pure heart, and that we can declare and decree a thing, and it shall be. And we come against the spirit, Father God, that has attacked the family, Father, the family of God all around the world, Lord God, the family, starting with our children, the weakest link. They come in to attack the children, Father God, with the music, with the television, with the games, with the toys, all these deceptive things, Lord God, that has been perpetrating the minds of children to cause them to rule and to reign as anger and bitter demons, Lord. But we break that stronghold over their lives, for they are not possessed, but we break that right now, and we command to loose them and let them go. Loosen them and let them go. Children, Lord God, that have been taught by witches. Children, Lord God, that have been taught by soothsayers and gurus and all these different people that are teaching our children. We're not praying. We're not seeking you like we should. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us. Have mercy, Lord, that we can walk in our rightful position, that we can walk with the power and authority that you have given us, Lord, that we can rule and reign over the earth as you have given us the authority to do so in Jesus' name. And so, Father, we rise now. We rise now out of righteous indignation, and we take authority. We take rulership, Father God, over our children, over the system that they are taught in, over the days that they walk in, Lord God. No evil shall befall them. No sickness and disease shall come near them, Father. No devil in hell can take them, Lord. We bind their ears to hear only the word of the Lord. We bind their heart to receive your love, Father God, that intimacy with you. We bind them, Lord God Almighty, to only receive the pureness of your word. Those that teach them, Lord God, the words that they teach, if not of you, Father God, it will be dull and non-hearing. None affected, oh Lord, this day. We deny the access of the words spoken by evil witchcraft or evil ones, Lord God. And we rise against the high places, Lord God, the witches, Father God, that are in the mountains praying against the family, praying against the body of Christ, praying against each one of the body of Christ's members, Lord, that we fail and they will suffer and die. Come against the spirit of murder, the spirit of gangbanging. Hallelujah. the spirit, Father God, that has caused the gangs to come together, to cause them to think that they are family. They are not family. They've been deceived. And, Father God, they've been deceived. Deceived to believe in something that is not true. The truth is you, Father God, gave children as a gift. And you, Lord God, ordained family. And you are the one and only family that we know and that we serve and that we live in. And so this day, Lord God, this day, Lord, we declare the family to be free. Okay. Free from all the deception. Free from all the deception and deceiving spirits. The homosexual spirit, the lesbian spirit, the pedophilia spirit, the murdering spirit, the cutting spirit, the drug spirit, Father God. Alcoholism, Father God. Oh, holy God, I shall have anger and bitterness against the father and the mother. Oh, Lord God, the murdering spirit to come against the family. Lord, the children to kill themselves, suicide. Oh, Lord God, those in the insane asylum, Lord God, those, Father God, those spirits that have caused torment to their bodies, to minds, Lord God, that they would cut themselves, that they would do a bulimic, Father God, to not eat and try to starve themselves. That's a spirit that we rise against today out of righteous indignation, and we're not going to take it anymore. And we rebuke it. We rebuke the devourer right now, and we nullify the effects of everything that they have brought against the body and the family this day by the blood that has been shed for us. Your son gave his life. He gave his life for us that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He gave his life to take away all the sins of the world, sickness, disease, transgression, and iniquity, and nailed it to the cross. And so, Father, we come now, and we come to receive the fulfillment of the cross. When he said it was finished, it was finished. It was over. It was done. He had overcome. He had overcome. He had overcome it, Lord. Oh, Lord, the evil one, he has come to overcome all the power of authority that he thought he had. He never had it, but he made a spectacle of the devil and the demons and rose again with all power and authority and with the keys and set it at the right hand of the Father, for he has called us to join him, to be seated with him in the heavenly realm. So, Father, open our eyes and open our ears and open our heart this day, Lord God, to begin to understand who we are, whose we are, and the power that we have been given that works in us. Lord, this day as we come today, knowing whose we are yours. We are the gift that you have given unto the world. We are the ones of the family, Father God, that you have called to go forth and produce and reproduce after our own kind. So we are holy, we are righteous, and so we go forth and reproduce after our own kind, releasing and preaching the gospel as you have called us to preach, train up the children in the way they should go. And we come this day, Lord God, to speak that into their lives. We come to prophesy. They are blessed and highly favored. They are anointed and appointed for such a time as this. They are gifts from the Father. And Father, in so doing, being a gift from you, Lord God, they are mighty men, mighty women, children, even at a young age, begin to rise up and preach the gospel, teach the gospel, Lord God. As when he was young, so shall our children do this day in this time. We rise up right now, Lord God, and we prophesy. We prophesy life. We prophesy health. We prophesy strength, Lord God, to our children. We prophesy obedience, love, intimacy with you, peace and joy and happiness. Lord, that's what's missing. That's what's missing. There seem to be doom and gloom everywhere we turn. Doom and gloom all over the face of the earth. Wars and rumors of wars, Lord. Fires, hurricanes, earthquakes, all these different things. The earth is quaking and shaking because of the sins that we have laid upon it. Now, Lord, we ask you to forgive us, Father, of all of our sins, transgression, and iniquity we've done and continue to do, even after we have received Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Have mercy today, Lord. Let that sin not continue, but let us, Father God, stand. Let us stand upon sin, hallelujah, as under our feet, Lord, that it will not rule over us, it will rule over sin on each and every pathway, Father. That we see it, as we see it, as we hear it, we rise up out of righteous indignation and we fire prayers against, Lord God, fiery darts to destroy the wickedness and the evil that is coming against the family, that's coming against the husband and the wife, that's coming against the husband and the children, that's coming against the wife and the children. Lord, this day we rejoin the family. We reunite the family, Father God, on one accord in love, in that intimate love, in peace, peace that passes all understanding. intimacy with you, Lord God, to know you, to know the depths of your heart, to know the depths of your meaning in their lives, Lord God, to be families of you. That's the way you created us, Father. As you created us, Father God Almighty, we call the family to be reunited, reunited, reunited as you have created us to be, Father God, holy and righteous, fruit producer, producing much fruit, Lord God Almighty, holy and righteous, obedient this day, Lord. As we lift up the family, Father, before you, we ask, Father God, let the shining light of your glory shine upon them, open their eyes to see and their ears to hear the sound of your voice and the workings of your hand that they see. And they return back to your faithfulness, Lord. They turn back to your truth. They turn back to your love. They turn back, Father God, to the first love. They turn back to you, God Almighty, that they not fulfill the lust of the flesh, that they learn to walk in the Spirit 24/7, that they come to obey your every law, your every precept, and your command, Lord God. This day we do not know the law, the precept as you ordained us, because, Father, from the beginning of time, the deceiver has been at work, and he has been good at his job. But we come this day and ask, Lord. We stand at the crossroads, and we look. We see all the mess everywhere, and we ask, Lord, bring us back to the ancient path. Put us back on the ancient path where you teach us, where you lead us, where you instruct us, where you guide us, Lord. And show us the right path to walk in, that we find rest for our souls, Lord. Rest for our souls in you, Lord, that we dwell in you and you dwell in us, Lord God Almighty, that you are able to do the works and the greater works, Father God, as we are your vessel, we are your temple, Lord God. Come this morning, Lord God. Search through us, Lord God. Do whatever you need to do in us to get us where we need to be in you, Lord, that we can do the work that you've ordained for us to do in your perfect will. As a family, Father God, we pray for the family of God, the church, the body of Christ. We ask for forgiveness of the body of Christ, but we have not done all that we should have done. Lord God, that we should not fall like we have fallen, because we have not prayed like we should have prayed. So we ask for forgiveness of not praying for the family, not praying for the church, for not praying for the leadership, for not praying for each other. Oh, Lord, forgive us this day for the bitterness and the anger that might have deceived us, that spirit of deception that has come into the church, the evil one that has come into the church and began to preach a lie, began to prophesy a lie before people and cause people to fall. But we come and we rise out of righteous indignation this morning, Lord, and we take a hold of all that you have given us, Lord, and we stand boldly before the throne of grace and we repent, but we take up our battles. We take up our battle today, Lord God, to go forward with what you have given us to do. The works and the greater works shall we do. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ this day, Lord God, that no longer shall the family fail. No longer shall the family, Father God, be suffering. No longer shall the family, Father God, be defeated. No longer, Father God, shall the family not walk in love. No longer shall the family not know God. Not know Jesus, not know the Holy Ghost from this day on. Oh, Holy God, restore our relationship with you. Restore us to that place, that depth in the depths of your heart, that secret place, Lord, under the shadow of the Almighty, Lord, under your shadow that we follow, Lord God, that we follow you. And not only that, Lord God Almighty, that you go with us wherever we go, as you have said in your word. Oh, wherever our feet shall tread, you have already given us the land. Whatever our hands touch, Lord God, is already blessed. And, Father, we're blessed coming in, blessed going out. And, Father, we rise up this day in the blessing. We rise up this day in the anointing. We rise up this day in the ordination, Lord God, the ordination that you placed upon us before we even entered into our mother's womb, before we were birthed, before we lived one day. You have already ordained us for great works and mighty works. Yeah. We come this day, Lord God. Come this day, Father God, with a broken heart, because we have allowed such mess to take place. We ask and humble ourselves before you, Lord, and we ask, forgive us, Lord. But raise us up now, Lord. Raise us up in the power and the authority that you have given us in Jesus' name to do the works with the miracles, the signs, and the wonders, Lord God, to set the captives free, to open the eyes of the blind, the ears of the deaf, and cast out demons, Lord, that come into our homes, into our families, Lord, into our relations, in our community, Lord. We are able to do, we are well able, more than able. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. All things. There's nothing impossible for us. When we see these things, Lord God, we say, oh, no. No more shall we say that. We rise up. We rise up and fight the good fight of faith. Oh, holy God, in your name, holy God, righteousness, truth, obedience, purity, Lord God, my God. And as we come today, Lord, we lift up holy hands to you to surrender all, whatever you need to do in us as a family. Whatever you need to do in our children, whatever you need to do in the husband to bring him back to be the head, whatever you do, need to do in the wife to bring them together as one, and whatever you need to do to bring the family together in the body of Christ to do, Father God, what you have ordained for us to do, to fulfill our destiny, that none be lost, that none go to the grave full, but that we be empty. We empty out everything that you put in us to do on this earth. And when it's all said and done, we lift up hands and say we're empty. We've run the race. We've completed the work. And Father, have your way in our lives. That the seeds that we sow grow up to be prosperous, think full of being blessing. And Father, let us this day walk on the water of faith, so high above all the circumstances and situations of this world, to continue to declare your glory, to continue to give you praise, glory, and honor, that our lives be a praise and honor to you. Our lives be a praise and worship to you each and every day. For we are not our own. We've been bought with a price. We're yours, Lord. Have your way. Have your way. Do what you will. Lord, your perfect will in our lives today. Bless each and every individual on the line this day. And ignite our hearts, the flame that's within us, before the foundation of the world, you put a flame. That was before we were birthed. That flame burns now. And we turn up the heat. We turn up the flame. And you ignite us as fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost fall upon us. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost set us ablaze today. That we be truly the light of the world. A flame of fire. Where no one can stand to know that we are, hallelujah, with you and you are with us. When they see or when they hear, God is with them. God is in them. Hallelujah. Let us go forth. Let us go forth with God in us. Let us go forth with his glory shining through us. Let us go forth and represent the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords as his ambassadors, ambassadors of Christ, images of him, representing him in the works he's called us to do, with the power he's given us to do it, to set the captives free, to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons. And this day, reunite the family to the Almighty God that we have intimacy and everlasting love, the good life, eternal life. This day we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Thomas, Minister Peggy has dropped off, but I wanted you to pray for her dad, and I just wanted to say to her, I didn't get a chance to, but if we can pray those prayers and we can read those scriptures, but the one thing that sometimes we lack is believing those things will happen. No God can do it for us, but we have to know in ourselves that He will do it for us. We know he can do it, but we got to believe that he'll do it for us. So we'll give her a little call later. We'll give her a call later and talk to her. But, hey, man, I am so full today. The prayer that has gone forth, God has truly been glorified, and we have touched heaven today. Don't you agree, everybody? Everybody's line is open. Don't you agree we touched heaven today?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. And I'm going to open up the line for my husband. I don't know if he's available right now. But, babe, are you available?
taxi. I'm driving, but I'm going to pull over right now so I can be available.
Okay. Amen, God. I'm just full and thanking God for the prayer that have gone forth today. We pray for the family. We pray for the nation. We pray for mothers, and we pray for leaders, and we pray for health. And God, we just need more prayer. We just need more prayer. I know there are a lot of prayer calls, and that's what the message that I put on my Facebook page, that I know that there are a lot of calls out there for people to pray. And I just know in my spirit that God called us to take a time to, usually our line is used for testimonies, and we've had some awesome testimonies of the things that God has done in the life of his people. I mean, from raising the dead, Minister Peggy was saying, we know that God is still in the healing business, and we usually are hearing those tests from death, bringing people from a homosexual lifestyle to now pastoring and a mighty woman, a man of God. I mean, we've had some awesome testimonies, but sometimes we just need to take a sidebar. We've had a testimony of Steve and Michelle, how they were married for over 20 years, and how the enemy came in and caused them to divorce, and how the Lord brought them back together. I mean, we've had some awesome testimonies, but sometimes we have to, you know, lay that aside and not lay it aside. But like I said, the Lord called for us to have this prayer today, and I am truly thankful that God has done that. I thank the Lord for pastors that got on, Pastor Ojeda and Pastor Emmanuel, mighty man, praying man of God that has prayer either in the church on Friday night, and the nights that he doesn't have it at the church, he has it at his home. So we just thank God for the sacrifices that have been made today. And babe, are you pulled over now?
Amen. Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, we thank God for the sacrifice that has been made. And babe, we just want to pray that God will bless each and every person that was on the line this morning, those that were listening on the internet, and those guys and listen to this prayer, and be blessed and know that the prayer, even though their name was not called, but it has touched their life in some way, in some area, and that God will answer every prayer that we pray today. So, babe, can you just end us in prayer?
Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, we praise you. We thank you, Lord God, for this day of prayer, this hour of prayer that you have blessed us with, that you have ordered and ordained. And we just thank you, Father, because we know that your name has been glorified, and we know, hallelujah, that your people have been edified through this prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, we just hold up every one of these prayer warriors that have been obedient to your spirit today and to your command to come and pray. You have called us to prayer, hallelujah. All of us, you have called to prayer, and today these vessels have answered that call and obeyed. And Father, we pray right now that you would just remember them, hold them up, hallelujah, bless them with the desires of their hearts. They have come to intercede on behalf of your people, hallelujah, on behalf of the leaders of this nation, on behalf of families, on behalf of our children, on behalf, hallelujah, of those that are sick and afflicted, those that need encouragement, those that need salvation. We have come together, Lord God, to just ask, hallelujah, according to your word. Your word says that if any two or more of us would touch and agree, hallelujah, that you would do the work, that if we would believe as we ask, that it shall be done, that if we would ask anything of the Father in the name of Jesus, that it shall be granted. We've come in obedience, Lord God, and now we pray, Lord God, and just ask you to show forth mighty. We know that you're going to honor your word because your word is true. You cannot lie. We just pray, Lord God, for great manifestations, awesome manifestations of what this prayer has done, for we know that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, because we pray to the Almighty. We pray to the only wise God. We pray to the source of all power, of life. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, right now, just every member that has come together in this prayer vigil, Lord God, we pray that you will just, whatever their needs are, in an overwhelming way, let there be a manifestation even on this week, even on this day, Lord God, of you answering their prayers, fulfilling their needs in the name of Jesus. And we come against every spirit that's not like Christ. We come against and we rebuke every attack of the enemy. We just lift up, hallelujah, the name of Jesus, knowing that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard. In the name of Jesus, we decree blessings, hallelujah, upon all your people that have prayed with us today. Hallelujah, we decree encouragement upon all your people that have prayed with us today. And we just pray, Lord God, that you will open up their eyes. Open up their eyes and just let them see, Lord God, you working in their lives. Let them know that things that will happen to them right now are the result of even this prayer, that we will become stronger in prayer, more faithful in prayer. Hallelujah. We repent for not praying all the time that we should, because your word said men ought always to pray and not to faint. Father, we just thank you for this time. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this host, Lord God, hallelujah, that has called us together for prayer. Just fulfill the desires of their hearts in Jesus' name, and let the people be blessed and just overflowing, their cups running over with the goodness of the Lord because of this time that we spent with you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, and we count it as done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you again, all my leaders that called in and joined us today. And we just want to invite you, if you know of someone that has an awesome testimony, if you know of someone that could give a testimony over the broadcast, that's what we're here for. Our name is They Overcame, and, of course, that comes out of Revelations, where they said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And so we're here to give God praise, to lift him up, and to give him glory, and to let the world know just what our God is doing. So we invite each and every one to call in and share your testimony with us. Our number is 858-683-1334. We are here every Saturday. And our overall host, Evangelist Adria Menard, who could not join us this morning, she is on every day, a faithful, awesome woman of God. She's on at 1 o'clock Pacific time, 3 o'clock Central time, and 4 o'clock Eastern time at this same number, 858-683-1334. And she has mighty men and women of God on, expounding the word, prophesying. If you need a word from the Lord, tune in every day to Evangelist Bernard and get a fresh a live word, not a taped word, but something that's alive, and let God speak to you through that. And we just bless God. Thank you, Michelle and Steve. I'm so gracious. Thank you, Pastor Ojeda, Minister Sean, Pastor Thomas, Pastor Emmanuel, and Pastor, Evangelist Tara. I say Evangelist, she's just a mighty woman of God. And we just thank everybody for joining us today. And we know that God has been glorified through our prayer. And we just give God the honor and the glory. And until next week, we just want to praise him. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Boy. Okay.
I just want to pray
forever, come on.
Forever.
And ever.
And ever.
And ever.
And ever.
For all.
For all.
You've done.
Done.
For me.
Blessings and.
Blessings and
glory.
Belong.
Jesus.